You're listening to KNKX. On our show, Sound Effect, we tell stories from around the Northwest. This next story comes from our episode on too much information. Here's Sound Effect host, Jennifer Wing.
What do you love about information and facts?
Facts can often be their own reward. You know, if you're a connoisseur, there's an aesthetic involved. You want the beautiful fact, the little piece of trivia that'll make people, you know, set down their glass and say, I didn't know that. But really what's most rewarding is when you can actually use it in real life.
Give a few examples.
Well, if you can arrange to be on a major syndicated quiz show for 6 months, you might be able to pay for your house by knowing Rutherford Hayes's middle name.
By the way, this is Sound Effect, and I'm Jennifer Wing, and you're probably wondering who I'm talking to. Well, here's a clue. The man who won 74 times in a row on Jeopardy and is the second highest earner in game show history with a total of more than $3 million. If you answered, who is Ken Jennings, who happens to live in Seattle, you are correct. Ken says knowing a lot of random facts comes in really handy to bring people together, to connect with total strangers.
People love it when you know something about their job or their hometown or their alma mater. It creates a connection. It's like you got to know them before you even met.
How do you go about collecting information and storing it in your memory?
I'm not Data from Star Trek. Describe your information gathering tasks, Ken. I would say for most know-it-all types, it's a pretty organic process. They're not sitting on the John with a copy of the Britannica. You know how it's very easy to remember stuff you're interested in? Even a kid who can't learn his times tables, he knows all the words of the song he likes, or she knows all the players on her favorite team or whatever. You don't have to try to learn stuff that's interesting, right? And so for people who know a lot of stuff, they're just curious about everything. For whatever weird trick of neurology, they find everything interesting.
In this world of information, there's so many different portals and different ways to access facts or alternative facts now.
Right.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by information, by too much information?
I feel like personally I'm a gourmand. You know, the more the better. But I don't think it's been a net good for our society. Not because of the capacity in our heads. It's not like if you learn all the Real Housewives, you're going to forget your state capitals. Like, that's not how memory works. I often think, you know, the fact that there is so much more out there to be engaged in is probably good for our brains. But I just mean the fact that to make informed decisions in our society now, there's so much complexity that, you know, the man on the street or woman on the street just can't do it anymore. Recently, I've seen people with very strong opinions on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, both pro and con. And I'm thinking, you are 19 years old and not an economist. You have no idea whether the TPP should be signed or not. And yet you have the fury of 1,000 suns on this issue. And I think that's our country now. People whose passion about an issue is inversely proportional to their knowledge about it, just because there's too much complexity for any layperson to understand many of these issues. Mm-hmm. That's a problem in democracy, by the way. I'm not advocating for a totalitarian government run by a small group of trivia-loving elites. But I don't know what the solution is.
Too much information is dangerous, you're saying.
I think too much information leads to too much complexity and, yeah, a populace that cannot be informed about the issues that are actually meaningful to their lives.
Too much information. This is what the show is about today. Sometimes people share more than we'd like. Sometimes collecting information can be a physically painful process. And where does all of the stuff we see on our screens, where does it come from? Really, how does the plumbing of the internet work? These stories and more just ahead on Sound Effect.